Work or play? KMOX is right there with you. We go where you go.
Don't you love the bumper music we got coming in? We got like Christmas. We didn't get the happy Christmas. We got the sexy kind of
smooth jazz,
sultry,
smooth jazz
smooth Christmas.
Smooth jazz at Christmas time.
Hey, speaking of KMOX Christmas time,
right.
We are now joined in studio by Ryan McClure of the Gateway Arch Foundation. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
It's great to see you, Michael.
Welcome back,
John. Thanks for having me.
You, you all are the ones who are putting on Winterfest in downtown right now at Keener Plaza.
Yes.
I was telling John last Monday night when we were on the radio on Saturday, I was in downtown St. Louis last week. You'd have thought that there was a Rams football game, Cardinal game, a Blues game all at once with the amount of foot traffic that was going on in St. Louis. Everybody was smiling. It was well lit. There were people and security guards everywhere.
Yeah.
What a special event you guys are throwing.
Yeah, and it's so great to see that. And that's why we put on Winterfest. You know, and we're so thankful for our presenting sponsors, Bank of America and Worldwide Technology. Could not do that without them. But we've had 41,000 people come through Winterfest since it opened in late November. Last year, we had 38,000 total. So we've already surpassed the total of last year, and we've got a whole other week to go.
Another week left.
Yeah.
So what is there to do? I know that many people may know about the ice rink, but there's other things you can do down at Winterfest as well.
Yeah, so there's the ice rink, which is amazing. I mean, you get to skate in the shadow of the Gateway Arch in the old courthouse. But there's also s'more stations. There's great food and beverage there. You can rent igloos. I do believe we're sold out for the rest of the year. But and then there's all kinds of lights and festivities. We've got princesses and princes and characters. There's all kinds of things to do down
there. What are you doing in an igloo? Wouldn't you
like to know?
You keep warm in there.
So, funny how something made out of ice keeps you warm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
plastic.
A country this is.
Full disclosure, they're plastic igloos.
Oh, they're plastic.
But they're heated. You have drink service there. You can do s'more stations in the
igloos.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's all kinds of great stuff going on.
They're sold out, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And where can people find out details about Winterfest?
So you can go to archpark.org/Winterfest, and you can find out all of the hours, everything that we've got going on there. We do have, you know, we're open the week between, we open tonight and then the week between Christmas and New Year's. Check out all the hours on archpark.org, and we've got a great New Year's Eve celebration as well.
So, Ryan, I'm so glad you're here because something significant has happened in downtown St. Louis that I am excited and grateful about. Mm. We are a community that is known by just a couple of things, right? A free zoo, Cardinal baseball, and let's not forget the St. Louis Arch.
That's right.
And, you know, just a decade ago, if you were passing through St. Louis at nighttime, guess what? The world's largest, most beautiful piece of artwork wasn't lit up.
Mm-hmm.
That changed about a decade ago, and it was kind of a janky system. But now we have finally, in 2023, gotten to a place where it's spectacular. Tell us about the new lights on the Arch.
The new lights at the Arch are amazing, and big thanks to the Gateway Foundation, separate foundation from us, but friends of ours, partnered with the National Park Service to install a brand new lighting system at the Arch. The Gateway Foundation installed that originally in 2001. They upgraded it this week, and it is amazing. It lights from the bottom to the top over 30 seconds, and then it's so bright. I saw it driving down Highway 40 last night for the first time from that distance, and it's just amazing.
So do you get that? It's like when your gas gauge goes up.
Yeah, it's like the price is right.
And then it's going to connect at the top.
You've got to stop the range game, and so you win the car.
And as a person who lived downtown for 20 years and stared at the Arch, the old light system, it couldn't light everything because of the way that the Arch was, you know, there were a couple places there were shadows. Now it looks like the thing's plugged in and it's neon.
It's amazing. And it uses 60% less energy than the old lights. And I think people are really going to enjoy them. It's a great benefit to the park.
Well, as many of you know, times are tough here at Odyssey. And so I have been given a black and white picture of the lit up Arch because we don't have any color printers here. So looking at this black and white picture, it would appear that the Arch is glowing in a white color.
Yes.
But that's probably not the actual case if I saw it live.
Well, it's a bright white light.
Uh-huh.
So it is a single color.
Uh-huh.
It's the same. I mean, not being a lighting technologist, it's the same color as before, but it is brighter and more brilliant.
They're more more energy efficient.
Well, more energy efficient.
How far away can you see this thing lit up? Like when Michael's lit up, I know it immediately.
Yeah, you can hear it.
But with the arch, how can I see it from as I'm cresting over there?
Well, yeah, like I said, I was driving east on Highway 40 last night, and I could see it from, definitely the Science Center.
Wow.
You could notice the difference from there.
Are we going to be able to light it up in color, too? So, like, when the Cardinals win the World Series, we can do it in red and St. Patrick's Day in green?
No, the arch stays the single color. It really takes legislation to light it a different color.
Well, we're about, how long ago did we redo the arch crowns?
So the City Arch River project was completed in 2018. And if you haven't been down there since then, you have to go.
You have to go.
Yeah, it's more connected than it's ever been to the city. The museum is brand new, one of the best museums.
That museum, worth all of it right there, just the museum experience.
Yes. Yeah, and talk about that. What's the impact been? Have we seen more people coming down and using the arch now and getting going through the museums, et cetera?
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing a big increase in visitorship over last year. You go down there, you see the people inside, people using the park more than they have before. We had a hole to dig out of after the start of the pandemic. I mean, we went from 2 million visitors down to 500,000 in 2020.
Wow.
So, but we are back up to where we were before and will be beyond that. So visitorship is going really, really well.
Wow. And parking, ever since we changed the put the lid over the park and stuff, it's made it a much more easier for people to get down there. Parking is still not a problem.
Absolutely. We have an official partnership with Interpark at the Stadium East Garage. So you can park there. You get a special rate for arch visitors.
Nice.
And importantly, $1 of every parking validation comes back to Gateway Arch Park Foundation, and we funnel that into programming at the park.
Very cool. Let me ask you the movie. There in the arch,
Monument to the Dream.
Yes, narrated by what's his name? The guy.
I don't remember.
Are they still showing that classic?
Absolutely. You can see that in the Tucker Theater.
Monument to the Dream.
So you can go down. You can see the great museum.
The Gateway
you can see
to
this,
the West.
Academy Award nominated documentary.
Yes.
And go to the top of the arch, enjoy the park. There's so much to do, not just the arch, but in downtown St.
And
Louis.
And Winterfest all next week.
What's the website?
So archpark.org/winterfest, and you can find out all the hours and activities.
Archpark.org. It'll all be right there. Come down. There's going to be tons of people. Lots of fun. Hey, John Hancock.
You kick somebody out of the igloo, and you can have your own igloo.
Well, apparently you can burn s'mores in there and have a good time and private drinks.
Yeah.